2. A Spy in New York. David Cohen didn't come to the NYPD in 2002 to make friends with the feds. And in his 7 years on the job as the NYPD's top intelligence officer, he certainly had not. Prominently displayed on the wall of his office at One Police Plaza in Lower Manhattan was a framed copy of a newspaper article from 2007. The story described how, on Cohen's orders, the NYPD stopped the Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's motorcade at John F. Kennedy Airport. Ahmadinejad was in New York to attend the opening of the United Nations General Assembly, and like the other world leaders, he arrived with an entourage of armed security guards. All the details, including who would be there and how many would be armed, had been worked out in advance with the State Department. Ahmadinejad was hardly a beloved figure in Washington, but he and his colleagues were traveling on diplomatic visas and had to be afforded the same treatment that American diplomats expected overseas. No pat-downs, no delays. The Iranians were allowed to have 11 armed guards, and the State Department felt comfortable that's exactly how many they had. But the Iranian motorcade had an NYPD escort, and that car refused to move. Cohen suspected that the Iranian delegation had brought more weapons than it had acknowledged. The NYPD wanted to run a handheld metal detector over each Iranian before the motorcade was allowed to leave. It was a flagrant breach of diplomatic protocol, and the Iranians wouldn't stand for it. It was ugly, too, for the State Department, which had no patience for the NYPD's meddling. The standoff lasted about 40 minutes before police allowed the motorcade to leave the airport. "Way to go, NYPD," the New York Daily News cheered afterward. Though the incident infuriated the State Department, it sent a message to the Iranians and to the Washington bureaucrats. In New York, David Cohen makes the rules. The slight...